All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tuttle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Our studio's here on Broadway, just a couple blocks from the Embarcadero. And, of course, if you keep following along sort of northwest, you will wind your way over to the world-famous Fisherman's Wharf. And I bring it up because we are now joined by Martin Bialis, and he's here to talk about a brand-new edition on April 4th at Fisherman's Wharf. It's called the Museum of Failure, M-O-X. Martin, welcome to welcome to the show. Where did this idea come from?
Hey, good morning. Where did it come from? Well, it was developed by a group in Sweden. They were actually a corporate design group. And then when I first heard about it on the European media, I went up there to see it. They had a little store in Helsingborg, which is in Sweden near Copenhagen. And it got so much attention that I thought this was something that we may want to take over to the U.S. and around the world. So we signed an agreement, and then we turned it into a really nice interactive exhibition. We have over 150 displays of products that just tanked. And the good thing is, it's not just, you know, some unknown company. It's all of the failures that major corporations did or had tried to bring out to the marketplace. And so it's a collection of failed products, and you're just going to have a lot of fun because you just can't imagine why some corporate people would ever think of stuff like that. So we've been touring it for quite some time now throughout the world, and we're coming to San Francisco at Fisherman's Wharf, the former location of Madame Tussauds. There's actually three floors. First floor is a store. Second floor will be rotating exhibition like the Museum of Failure. And on the third floor, we're building a permanent Smurfs interactive attraction that will open this summer. So that building has a new home for all these kind of fun exhibitions.
The first thing I thought of for Museum of Failure is when you look at the films before the Wright brothers got it right, all the contraptions people had. But this is more, I guess, like Colgate's frozen lasagna. What the hell?
Yep. And we got the box. I think they should have just renamed it, you know, whatever. But they had the toothpaste logo right on top of it. And I mean, there's a lot of crazy items. And what we have is, you know, we have an app that people can download, and then for each item, you can actually see not only the history, but you see the actual commercial. And that's just, some of these commercials are just so hideous. We have people laughing out loud all the time. There's another product which is my favorite, is a golf club where you open the cap on the top, and if you need to, it serves as a on the golf course urinal. I'm not kidding. And what is even more funny is the commercial, when you see these three guys out on the golf course, and then these amateur actors, and it comes with a privacy towel, all right? So I don't need to say more, but you just have to laugh out loud when you see that commercial. And then, of course, or there's, you know, we have an X-rated section for people 18 and older, and then there you've got the spray-on condom.
That's from Germany, right?
Yes. And then, well, then from Asia, from China, we have a sex doll that you can rent. Don't let me elaborate on that any further. But I'm not kidding. I mean, these, and there are some great things. And of course, there's also, some food products, and then there's some historic. We get into cars. I don't know. You're way too young, but there used to be a car called the Ford Edsel.
Mm-hmm. Named after the guy's son, right?
Right, and then I think it was in the early 60s, and it had all controls at the steering wheel. So people, the brake, the gas, everything, people would confuse the buttons. Okay, you should have seen them try to drive that car. Stop and go, I swear to you. So there's just a lot of fun items. It is a fun show, and that's the way we designed it. That's the Museum of Failure. And, what it teaches you, and especially young people, is that it is okay to fail. All right? The big guys fail, no problem, okay? You just learn how to deal with it. But that's really our message. And we have also, by the way, we have a lot of school groups come. Because it just teaches you, to deal with failure. Because we all fail in some shape or form.
Well, didn't Edison say, "I never failed, I just found stuff that didn't work"?
That's one of our quotes. We have major, famous quotes throughout the exhibit from all different kind of successful people that experienced failure. And that's one of the quotes, absolutely.
I remember when I was in college and I was in Europe in the mid-80s, and wherever I went, there were Smurf stickers on all the Vespas, and in Germany they were called Die Schlumpfe, and they had stickers everywhere. And now the Smurfs are having a renaissance. They got the Rihanna movie coming out, and that you guys are hitting that. You mentioned Smurfs the Adventure, huh?
That is correct. So on the third floor, we're building a completely digital, interactive experience. We basically recreated a Smurfs village, and then there are 12 activations that kids of all ages can experience. That's the great thing, is listen. I was born in Germany, and as you just mentioned, in the 60s, I remember as a kid. But now we're getting into three generations that, Smurfs are going to be 70 years old soon. Was created. They were created in 1958, and they're still around. And you're right, there's the great movie with Rihanna coming up. Great music, by the way. Wow. And that's hitting the theaters July 17. We're opening the end of May at the Fisherman's Wharf location. And I think, the location speaks for itself. There's about 60% of the visitors there, between 10 and 15 million a year, come from the U.S., the other 40% from all over the world. And the Smurfs are known everywhere in the world, in Australia, in China, in you name it, South America, everywhere. And so we think this is great for tourists because it'll be a permanent site, and we think it is obviously also great for locals and American visitors. So this will be also another fun thing. And then on the second floor, we're going to have rotating exhibitions like Museum of Failure. We're going to open that April 4th on the second floor at that location, right across from where Madame Tussauds used to be, right across from where the fairies leave for Alcatraz. And then after 6 months, there'll be a new exhibition. We're going to be bringing things like Cocomelon. I don't know if you have little kids, the most popular franchise at the moment. Cocomelon Blippi. We're bringing Dali exhibitions, and then we'll also be bringing exhibitions from competitors, because they're all looking for great locations, and this has got to be the best location next to, you know, doing something at Times Square.
Awesome. By the way, where were you born in Germany? I have relatives over there.
I was born in Hanover, up north.
Ah, Hanover. I remember that was the last stop before I went into the Day Air.
Oh, that is true. We, you know, when there was Helmstedt. I don't know if you remember that, and that was a border crossing. I grew up in a little town called Soltau, which was only about 30 miles away from the Iron Curtain at the time. But I was born in Hanover, so I, you know, the non-accent German is spoken up there.
Were you a fan of Hanover 96?
Hanover 96, yes.
Oh, 96.
The soccer team. We were more, you know, since we grew up between, well, my little hometown, you know, after I was born, was between Hamburg and Hanover. Mm-hmm. So we were more fans of the HSV, the Hamburg team.
Mm-hmm.
So
Hamburger, split between Hamburger SV, yeah.
Sportverein, yeah, HSV.
Genau. All right.
My God, you speak German. We could have done this in German.
I don't speak. I can say a few phrases, and then I'll get myself in trouble. Everyone, make sure to check out the Museum of Failure, M-O-X. Go to museumoffailure.net. And, of course, the April 4th opening at the old Madame Tussauds Wax Museum down here on Jefferson Street, which is Fisherman's Wharf. Good having you on, Martin Bialis, and we'll catch up down the road, man.
Excellent. Thank you so much.